You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Yay! Welcome to Generation 6. My name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. So yesterday, I dedicated my broadcast to my work from home community and my online business community. And I talked about some little changes that you can do in your work from home life that'll make a big, big difference. And a part of that is using some apps to help streamline your work and make your life 10 times easier. So today, I decided to highlight one of the apps that I find really, really hard to live without, and that is Google Keep. So I'm going to go on a really special deep dive with you guys and explore what is exactly in my Google Keep app. So I've never done this before. It might be a little rough because we are going through a lot of random notes in here. And although, you know, I talk a lot about being organized with your workspace and with the boundaries of your tasks, when I actually get down to scribbling my notes, I can get a little random. So bear with me as I go over these notes. But also, I think you're going to like it because I'm going to go over some secret notes that I've never showed anyone. And a lot of the notes that I put in my Google Keep app end up becoming either training or a podcast episode or a full-on broadcast for my brand affiliate team or my selling on social community, which means you might actually be seeing some notes that I've never ever done any material for before. So it's a great sneak peek, right? Also, I'm going to get into some tips for you on what notes you should be making, either writing down or in your own Google Keep app, so that you can help yourself build a huge or a bigger online business than you already have today. So I want to say hello to all of my viewers. Hey, Mom. Mom's always tuned in. Hello, hello. Jana, Monty, great topic. Like that you love it. Jana, I get so much value from your Facebook lives. I'm so glad, Jana. This is the point of why I do these. Looking forward to the new work from home topics. I love it. So guys, if you have any questions about this topic, if you have any questions about the Google Keep app, please feel free to ask me in the comments below. But also what I would love for you to do is share this broadcast into your wall or into your chat groups so that any one of your friends who might find value in this video will get to watch it. So feel free to share. I know one person in my comments the other day said, oh my God, I didn't know that we have the freedom to share your broadcast. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't been saying that enough. So guys, you absolutely have all the freedom to share these broadcasts. This is not secret. This is in a public fan page. So feel free to share it and tag your teams, tag your group, tag your friends into the comment section so that they can all see this. Hey, Jessa, good morning to you. So Google Keep. What is Google Keep? If this is the first time you're hearing about this app, it's basically a note-taking app. So think of it as digital post-its, right? So sometimes throughout your day, especially for my people who work from home, there are tons of thoughts that go through our heads. New topics, if you create content for yourself, corrections on the tasks that you're already doing, new tasks, new errands to run, new online activities that you should be doing that's not on your plate yet, you add them into some virtual place where you keep your notes or your thoughts. And for me, that reliable place is Google Keep. So I am going to go and turn on my screen mirror for my phone here and crossing my fingers that it's going to work. Yay! Okay, so let's first take a look at what I do have in my notes. Yikes. And along the way, I'm going to maybe point out the significance of why I have these things on my notes, what the colors mean in my notes right here. You can see that they're very, very colorful. So that's one way for me to keep organized. So hopefully that you can see these. If you're on mobile right now, it might help for you to put your screen sideways, flip your screen sideways so that you can have a better view of what I'm showing you here. So one of the things that I usually keep in this app is links. I have a ton of links in here and they're in different places depending on which or what time I put them in here. So these are usually in chronological order, and they sometimes rearrange them based on their importance. But like, for example, I have this link in here that says how to help your favorite small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. And that's there because recently I was looking at trending topics of what people are actually searching for and reading on the internet about business and coronavirus, because that is my niche. That is my industry. I have an online business. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a content creator and I'm a digital marketing strategist. And my business is also very impacted by the coronavirus. And so I want to make all of the things that I talk about on my broadcast, on my podcast, and my blog relevant to the context of this pandemic. And so this is one of my suggestions for you to do, is as you browse through articles and videos and different blogs and podcasts even, jot down some notes, save those links. Google Keep isn't the only app that you can use to save these links. You can also use Pocket, which is one of the apps I talked about yesterday. If you want to watch that broadcast, by the way, you can click the link above. I have free resources, free downloads, and a lot of good stuff that you can access. Full access, you guys, for free. So take advantage. The links are up above. So if you are browsing, don't just browse mindlessly and absorb the information and forget about it. I really like saving these links because there are things that I pick up from articles such as these, and I turn it into something that I can customize based on the people that I'm talking to. So if you are being proactive, which you should be, as an entrepreneur, being proactive in telling a story that is relevant to today's time, then you should absolutely save relevant articles. So save your links in here, which is something that I do a lot. So I color code them in yellow. It helps me. These colors help me understand what these notes are. But because if they are just in white, like some of these things are, then I have no idea. It'll be very hard for me to review what I put on here. So you can see that they are all in squares. So each of these blocks represent one piece of note or one post-it, if you will. So they are segregated into different colors. And the reds are usually for my brand affiliate team called the True Girls. The purples are usually Instagram related, because Instagram is kind of a purple pink gradient. Unfortunately, they don't have the gradient colors here. The blue ones are usually training topics or blog topics that I think of these topics in the shower, you guys, and I think of my $1 million topics in the shower usually. And you know, when I come out of the shower, I just need a way for writing and need to a way to write down everything that I've thought of in the shower. And for me, Google Keep is the most efficient way to do that. And then the dark blue ones are scripts. So maybe I'll show you some of these scripts as well. Jana tagged Roxanne. Great topic for you. This will help you with your university studies. Hey, Roxanne, if you do get to watch, hello to you. So let's go into the red one, right? So this is a long list of topics, you guys, and this is because this is one of the secret notes, right, that I have for my brand affiliate team. And that's just basically different units that I'm thinking of doing for them. And because I can't just be random about these things, I have to really write them down in order, segregate them, and this is my way of doing it. So if you are training a sales team, or you're working with a group, or you know, you have a project and temporarily you're working with a group of people, and there are a ton of topics you should talk about in your next conference call, trainings that you should be doing with them, strategy sessions that are coming up, then use your notes to jot down every single important topic that you want to talk about or tackle. So that's one of the things that I usually do in my Google Keep app. Let's go and click one of the purples. These are hashtags. So if you are on Instagram, which by the way, if you are, please follow me. So my Instagram is at 16 Ramos, and you can follow me. I'll follow you back. I post a lot about my podcast up there and the latest stuff on my blog. So if you don't want to miss any of the good training I also provide on Instagram, a lot of the posts I put up there, I don't put up on Facebook. So you might not want to miss those. Follow me at 16 Ramos. Feel free to drop your Instagram handles below too. That's the easiest way for me to find you. So to all of my viewers right now who are on Instagram, drop your handles down below. But this purple post-it note on my Google Keep app, I actually have two of them, one for business posts and one for like beauty and skincare posts, because that's also my business. I'm in the health, wellness, and beauty industry, and I talk a lot about products that I'm very passionate about. So one of the most important things about Instagram is hashtags. When you post, don't forget the hashtags, right? So what I find frustrating is going back and forth in these hashtag generators, like all hashtag or displaypurposes.com, and copy and pasting the relevant hashtags from those websites into my Instagram over and over and over again. So to save myself time and energy from doing that back and forth, I just have my hashtags handy so that anytime I want to post on Instagram, I have them ready. So that's something that you might want to do as well, to just conserve time and energy. Make sure that your hashtags are saved. Usually I use the same hashtags anyway for the same category of posts. I post about different things every day, so it's not so it's not the same tone every single day, but it's generally the same types of hashtags. So let's go into like these light blues. So I put down here like another secret gem here, mini courses. These are like random ideas that I have for mini courses, also like done for you, assets on social media. And I write these down as a way to, these are actually ideas for me to solve problems that I find within my community and within my affiliate team. So usually, you know, there are materials that they lack, such as training, graphics, videos, stuff that I feel like I can provide for them. So I write these things down so that I fill any gaps that I find in my business. And usually these are also blog topics, like the one here below, which I convert into broadcast topics. Wow, the wind is really howling outside. So these are like blog topics I haven't done, and sometimes these don't always make it into my blog. By the way, there are a lot of topics here that I still haven't written or talked about, just because, excuse me, there's always a good time for certain topics. Like one of the topics that I have over here is improving on your public speaking, which I held off on because I don't think it's relevant right now for me to teach someone to do public speaking at an event, knowing that there's no events going on. But I can convert that into a topic about maybe developing confidence to do a live broadcast like this, which is more relevant to the coronavirus pandemic, which, by the way, I will do as a topic on Thursday. So tune into my fan page for that. If you are struggling to find confidence to go on a live broadcast, and I'm going to give you some tips on Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So these blues basically are training topics. So same deal, right? If you are going on live broadcasts, producing a blog, producing a podcast, you might be in need of a lot of topics that are relevant, fresh. So I treat my Google Keep app as like this whole treasure trove of never-ending resource of topics as I think about them on a day-to-day basis. So I just jot them down. Like if I wake up and I go like, oh, okay. Sometimes you wake up with an idea and then I go, oh, maybe that could be a great broadcast topic or a blog topic. Let me just write that down. And then maybe I'll get to it throughout the day or the next day and actually write something about it. But sometimes I'll think about it some more and be like, maybe not the right time for that. But what's important is I have it on my Google Keep app. And when the time does call for it, I can write something about that topic or actually discuss that topic on a broadcast such as this. So Guys, there are no bad ideas. If you are a content producer and you want to talk about a lot of things, don't think of these ideas as like, oh, people have talked about them before. I don't think this is hot enough or you know, cool enough to talk about. Just write them down. Because even though you talk about the most basic things, people will still want to learn about them. So just write them down. That's my advice. Now, next I have scripts. So these are scripts that I use for my referral marketing and my affiliate marketing. So I, as you know, I help people build their online businesses for free, work from home, and find success. So this is a big part of what I do is I give the opportunity for people to talk about products that they can be passionate about on the internet and get paid for it. So I actually go out of my way to send messages to people who I think will be able to do well in that industry. So I have my scripts ready for that. And I actually have a different app that I use when I'm on Messenger, which I think I can give a preview of right now. If I end up like messaging someone, just a little nifty trick here. I have all of my scripts in here as well. This app is called Copied. And this is another way for me to save my scripts. And Copied is basically a clipboard that's embedded in my keyboard so that every time I'm just on Messenger or anywhere, Viber, WhatsApp, Instagram, I have all of my scripts in here ready to go without me actually having to go back into my Google Keep app. So anyway, that clipboard app is called Copied. I can get into that some other time if you want to learn about that. But also scripts. Guys, if messenger marketing is something that you do a lot in your work or your business as well, you talk to a lot of people, a lot of clients, then you might also be confronted by the same questions every single day. In that case, it would help for you to save scripts in your Google Keep app as well. So I want to make sure that I'm not neglecting my viewers here. Hey, everyone. Rebecca, thanks for tuning in. Guys, if you have any questions about any of the things that I'm talking about here, please feel free to ask me. All right. So let's go over some more of these notes. So you're going to see here vegan recipes. I have that. I also have, because that's, you know, this is a big part of my life too. I save recipes. So it's a really, really great way to keep on top of my healthy food, healthy diet. Also in here, I save all the links to the broadcasts that I've done throughout the week. So guys, first of all, if you haven't been doing broadcasts during the pandemic and you feel like you should, because, you know, not everybody needs to, but if you are an entrepreneur, you have an online business and online engagement isn't something that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, then you're really missing out on having that really genuine connection with your audience and with your clientele, which you should be fostering right now while they're paying attention. So if you are not doing broadcasts at least once or twice a week, then you're really missing out. So you should be doing that. Now, that having said, I do my broadcasts every single day. So at the end of the week on Fridays, I do my recaps as well, which requires me to copy paste all of the links to my replays so that you can easily access them. So this is a great way for me to just keep them handy as well. Every single broadcast that I do, such as this one, I take the link and then I save it in my Google Keep so that I have it ready by Friday and just copy paste it in my captions or descriptions for you guys to access. So something that you should be doing is a recap of all the things that you have done throughout the week. Keep that in your Google Keep notes. More scripts. Let me see if I have some more here. That more links. Also, there are some websites that I come across or remember throughout my day. And I just don't have the time. Maybe I'm doing something else and I don't have the time to actually go on the web page and save it to my Pocket app. In which case, I'll just take note of the name of the website and write it in my Google Keep app for reference in the future. So these are like illustration galleries for my blog, and I just wrote them down there so I could remember. And I think that's it. You'll see a lot of beer reviews here as well because I'm a beer reviewer too. I review craft beer as a side hobby because I like it. So there you go. That's what's in my Google Keep app. Just want to make sure that I'm not missing anything here that I feel like you should be putting into your notes. I talked about hashtags, articles that are relevant to the context of the world and your niche as well. So make sure that you are staying updated in the trending topics or the trending searches of people within your niche. Training topics should be something that you should be putting into your Google Keep notes as well. Let me turn this off so that you can have me full screen. Yay. Okay. And then, blog topics or broadcast topics, something that you should be doing if you have an online business and interact with people on a day-to-day basis, because broadcasts and Facebook stories, top content, top priority content on Facebook, scripts, if messenger marketing is something that you do on a daily basis as well, make sure that your scripts are handy so you don't need to go back and forth. You can download that copied app as well. Replay links to all of the broadcasts that you've done during the week. Login information is another thing. So if you're logging into Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you don't have the automatic login, I usually just do that. But I also log into like my company's website so I can buy products, and other websites like Canva and all of these other photo editing websites that I use. And I sometimes forget what my username and passwords are. So Google Keep is a safe place for you to keep that. Other websites that you might need to refer to in the future. So guys, I have some more note-taking and bookmarking apps that I recommend aside from Google Keep. You have Evernote, you have Pocket, you have other apps that might be a little bit more intuitive for you. So if you want to access my full list of recommendations, you can click the link above. It's the second link that I posted in my descriptions or my captions, and it's called My Recommended Note-Taking and Bookmarking Apps. But also, I have a link up there that leads you to my free resources and downloads, so please check that out. I have all of my exclusive downloads I prepared for my online business community and my work from home community available for you in one place so that you don't need to look elsewhere. So make sure you visit that 16ramas.com/resources. It's up in the caption, so make sure you check that out. Thank you. That's our episode for today. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you liked that. Hope that wasn't too random, my notes there. And I hope that you picked up a lot of things here that could help you with your work or your business in the future. So I'll see you again tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Feel free to share this video into your wall or tag your friends below if you think this video can help. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.